Yeah, there was going to be another song on the internet, but people are already complaining the intro is too long. Hi everyone, this is James UK here with another episode of Radio Redux. Behind me, on a bed.
Good description.
Well, it's accurate. Here's Echo Hawk.
Hi guys!
She's busy putting pegs into a board, in the vain hope that we'll be able to get this comic thing done in time for SOS. If it's not done, it's the lady behind me's fault. It's quite simple.
Thanks.
Okay, you're the one doing it. You're the one who's got all the time to kill. You're the one who's got all the time to kill. Right, hi everyone. It's been a crazy week. To start with, we had Super Monkey Ball, the jungle theme from that. Followed by the Fallout theme, just for giggles. That was mainly due to the fact that we announced Super Monkey Ball Step and Roll for the Nintendo Wii earlier in the week, which I've been looking forward to telling people about for a while. And it looking pretty groovy. I'm hoping to get a good play of it on Tuesday, with any luck, or at least an early build of it. We'll just have to see, I suppose. After the radio theme, we had from the Face to Faith album from Sonic and the Black Knight, Crush 40 with Through the Fire. Do Random Thing and Through the Fire. Do the Ironing and Through the Fire. Make a smoothie through the fire. Anything. You can just sing anything to that song. It's great. Eat a banana through the fire. See, you can just sing anything.
That is a
pretty hard.
Speaking of ironing, which I didn't actually see, but Becky has brought up an ironing board.
Yeah, because...
which is novel in itself.
Thanks.
Sad but true. What are you doing, actually?
I'm ironing. Because I don't have a flat space to put the pegboards together so they can see it before the end of the show.
What? Actually, is that going to reach? Is
yeah,
that iron going to
reach? Absolutely. No, absolutely. You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. Just go on with it. Get on with it!
Get in the mood to, you know, do some ironing. There's
very
some clothes
funny.
Downstairs.
Continue! Oh my god, take the focus off of me, man!
Yeah, take the focus off of the co-host! Yeah! Anyway, with any luck, the pegboard that she's been working on for a week,
just
which we're working on the basis of one a day needs to be done, so one a week's a really good time at the moment.
Not on the show.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting news topic, sweetheart.
Clearly. Oh, yes.
Anyway. I'm just, you gotta remember, if you need to use the computer, I can't do all the SOS stuff if you're using the thing to put the pegs in. Yeah, you can make threatening things at me later. Anyway. Yeah, we had that as, I found an Echo show last week. You did, the other one. What was the other Black Knight one you did last week?
Fight the Night.
People like that one. Anyway, the chat room, I'm probably going to ignore most likely. Spondy, the DJ, Vija the plumber. What's he doing? Dare we ask? Internal, external, domestic bliss, apparently. Vija's doing domestic bliss. Apparently his domestic bliss is a plumber.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's Vija, the plumber's mate. Mm-hmm. Tobo Tiki, the Cat in the Hat, Spinball Wizard, Sonic AD, Shadow Fox 04, Sunglasses, Project Phoenix, Ella Staff, Kitsune, JJ Forever, Jacob, Gabby. Fastfeet, who incidentally has a show going out at 8, okay, after me, a nice live show, SSTV Live, so check out that. Then we've got Aramis's mate, D'Artagnan, Katner of Hearts, who's a relation of Admiral Crunch, I think. Blue Blur 95 person. Rock and MK Blitzkris, Birdie Biafra, Joshua Dreadnox, and Chanbot, who is the best listener of all. Comes out of all the good questions and anyway. How's your week been? Mine's been fantastic. Dreadnox apparently missed me saying his name.
Really?
Yeah. Why? And you know Dreadnox likes hearing his own name.
Really?
So, yeah.
He is it like one of those things where you say it and he immediately perks up and runs 50 feet because he heard his name?
Mm.
Oh wait, that's me.
Yeah. So yeah, Dreadnox. The rest of the list is Dreadnox, 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 Dreadnox. Dreadnox, 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 Dreadnox. Someone, there's another one on there, but the font's really weird, so I can't read it. And Dreadnoughts. Dreadnoughts says, "Do you know?" And the answer is yes. And it's disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, apologies. We're slightly later than normal. This is due to the previous show overrunning, which is due to the previous show overrunning.
It's a collaborative effort.
It's a collaborative effort to make us start 10 minutes late. Bellends! Alright. Anyway, so, so we had the, what's it, music? The monkey ball music at the beginning. Anyway, I'm been busy working on all sorts of things. A nice little issue earlier in the week when I found out that there's a very good chance the person I was working with the hall has just, you know, gone off and vanished. So, which is always good. Always good. There'll be a few more things that I'll be able to confirm very, very soon. One of which will be your little treat, those of you who come to SOS. A little clue, if you pre-register, you're more likely to get it. Okay? No guarantees. There will be limited numbers, but the emphasis will be put on those people who have pre-ordered. Although it's still slightly up in the air, owing to a little issue in getting it approved by Sonic Team. Oddly enough, the element that I had a say in, there was no problem with that. So perhaps I should just have a say in the whole damn thing. Anyway, it's hopefully going to be in time, and I'm in a sort of approval nightmare at the moment with all sorts of things. Earthheart sends me a message. Good grief is the answer there, Earthheart. But yeah, we know that. I'm not sure what we've even confirmed anymore on the SOS website. What's confirmed and what's not confirmed? So I'll have to check the Summer of Sonic website, assuming it's there. It is! Hooray! Anyway, so obviously you guys know that the two Nigels, Nigel Kitchen and Nigel Dobbin, have very kindly agreed to attend. Nigel Kitchen obviously making his second appearance after last year. One of the things that hasn't been confirmed, but I think I will confirm, is that sadly TJ Davis won't be able to attend this year. Unfortunately, some work commitments have come up and she cannot attend, which is a sad thing. But she wishes us all well, and she was a bit miffed that she couldn't attend. So I contacted her sort of earlier in the year, about April, in regard to the matter, and she was really, really excited about the possibility of coming down again to see all you guys. But no, unfortunately, TJ won't be attending this year. Sorry, but you can't have everyone come back every year. That would be ridiculous. However, one person who is coming back, who told me to wait before announcing anything, and then promptly announced it himself, the silly sod. is of course Mr. Lee Braverton is coming back. Woo! Fangirl scream! That's not Blake Draco related. Woo!
Oh, you know he could do a fangirl scream.
Oh yeah, but Blake could do a fangirl scream.
Oh yeah, he could.
Yeah. Oh, Blake! I think.
No, that's a fangirl scream for Blake.
Blake gets the fangirl screams. Normally.
Really?
He's a good looking one out of the male staff on SW, so what do you expect?
Oh, would you stop? It's just because he's still around.
He's around, is he?
It's because he's around.
Like, uh-huh. That's what all the girls say. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Biafra goes, how goes the bead melting for that comic? Well, funny you should ask that, Biafra, because Echo behind me is currently melting Sonic's face.
Yes.
With an iron.
Yes.
Until he admits that...
that my character is a legitimate character.
Yeah. Where's your fan characters now?
Oh, yeah.
Blake Draco says, Hawk will kill me soon for your justice.
Pretty much.
Nice to know.
I have no idea why.
So his face is currently being melted in an infernal sort of thing.
Slowly and surely.
Slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. Dorinda says, just go to Azuka in his ivory tower and say, oi, Izzy, no! I respect you like Shadow an awful lot, and you tried your best on nights jail your dreams. But if you don't approve this one little thing of mine, I'm going to kick you straight in the Eugene Hackers. Of course, he didn't say it like that at all.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Yes, but funny you should mention Kashi Azuka, Dreadnoughts.
Why is that?
Moving on. No, it's not his decision. But there was a slight issue in that some items created back in the day by SOA that we're familiar with. I mean, everyone's kind of familiar and has seen before. SOJ and Sonic Team, it's been so long since they've seen it, they was all like, well, what? Where's this come from? And they write a couple of things, but hey, it's all good. Anyway, so we had that, but yes, Bentley Jones will be appearing, and I'm pleased to say not only will be appearing, but he will be performing. Yes, he will be performing. So we have somebody on the stage! Yay!
What, besides you guys?
Somebody on the stage. Oh, nobody wants to hear me.
They listen to your show.
Yeah. That's because they're too goddamn lazy to tune out from the previous one. They need to kill time before Top Gear comes on.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's good. That's fantastic news. But yeah, there's... I have been working on me and Lee have been working on trying to get him down to SOS for, I think, the best part of 2 months.
Yep.
It's not been particularly easy because things keep getting in the bloody way.
Just like learning how to drive, things just keep getting.
T-Bird says, oh, thanks to the bloody stage manager he's performing. Well, you know. Would have done. In fact, just did. First opportunity I've bloody had.
What?
To tell someone these are performing. Anyway, we'll have a bit more about that. We're not sure how much and how for how long as yet. That's got to be discussed still. Dredd assumes I read the forum. Well, I assume when somebody says something, they do it. There we go. Biafra says, don't get to work the crotch.
Nice.
No, this is just his face.
His crotch is currently not in existence right now.
His crotch isn't in... Ow!
Yeah.
Ooh!
Sonic is just a head and a foot right now.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that. Yeah, he's currently a head and a foot. Mm. But he's the first element. Oh, hello.
It'll come off. It's just hot.
It is currently coming away from the pegboard, okay? Oh, it's hot as heck. That's probably because you just put an iron over it.
Is there anything, and I do mean clearly anything, you could talk about besides me and this ruddy iron?
It's pretty grey outside. The weather's pretty grim. I was gonna...
No news, no forum, no competitions, no Sega rants, nothing.
You're familiar with the show. Good, I'm glad. It's the most exciting thing that's happened to me today, I tell you that. You pulling that off of the pegboard.
I'm glad this entertains all of you, frankly put. So, at least I'm providing the public service. Son of a gun, this is hot. And now you're actually reading what they have to say in response.
Oh, good.
What?
Yeah, well, people can get pissed off at me later. How about that, guys, huh? Got more important things to worry about. Because, well, I could say several things. Anyway, going on a music break now.
Alright.
Not sure what we can have.
Let's do... Shoot. We did
wider crop. Whoops.
No, you're alright.
Yeah, I know.
Hitting things.
Just hitting the damn thing.
It's cool.
Let's have something from Unleashed. Awesome. Let's have... Ooh,
Much better.
Skyscraper Scamper. Because, you know, just because. And after that, now I've I wondered if there was a full version of this. Because it was just ridiculously awesome and was greater than the series that it was the theme tune of. I will... I'll see if anyone remembers the series it came from. It'll be interesting. So, coming up is... from Planetary Pieces, Skyscraper Scamper Day version, and then afterwards we've got Where the Truth Lies by Exchange. See you in a bit, guys.
I'm
And there we go, exchange with where the truth lies, which nobody, I believe, actually guessed in the chat. No, because no one's paying attention. So, it was actually the long, full version, I should say, of the theme tune from Legend of Prince Valiant. Which, what's that? No one. Anyway, back to business. I'm currently in the middle of just sorting out this photo that I can show you for the next stage of the massive comic, which Edgar Hawke just finished. And did you fix the other one as well?
Yes, I did fix it.
Yeah, with a bead come out of the other one, of the top right-hand corner, or top left-hand corner, I should say, of the... first one, which Echo has very cleverly fixed with skills oars.
Or something like that. Mostly just heat and a little bit of patience, really. But don't get me wrong, I like the small ego stroke. That's cool.
Yeah. We'll get on to some question and answers and the question from Q&A UK.
You got some catching up to do from last week.
Oh, goody. Awesome. I'm so pleased.
Shoot through them.
Well, can I shoot the people who ask them?
That'd be very nice. You lose.
I'm sorry,
like
Tim.
That.
You can't answer a question because there's a 24 caliber bullet in your brain.
Yeah, I don't think Eon members would like that so much. Membership exists.
It would make sense when you say
bulletproof vest.
You got a question? Okay, go. Okay, shoot.
Bang bang.
Bang bang. You're dead.
Nice. Real nice.
Put all the feelings to bed.
But doesn't that
bang,
mean
bang,
that the
you're dead.
People who ask the questions would be doing the shooting? I just don't know.
So actually it could work out either way.
Yeah, but then you'd be so dead it wouldn't even be funny.
Yeah.
And I'd
yeah, but,
so
then, but, then, but then they'd be like, oh crap, I've killed him. No, we won't be able to answer my question. What a stupid idiot am I.
And then what?
They'll kill themselves.
Nice.
Through guilt and we can implant crystals in their hands a bit like on Logan's Run.
Right.
But for stupidity.
I see.
So yeah, you can only be stupid for so much in your lifetime and then you're hunted down by people in black jumpsuits with guns.
That'd be pretty hardcore.
Mm. That would be pretty hardcore, yeah. Under the promise that you'd be resurrected, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Where are the questions? Here are the questions. There's billions of them. Hundreds of thousands. And
I don't know if he edited them like I told him. Because I already did. Yeah, he did edit them. Look at that.
Oh, isn't he clever?
He's so
smart. He's a good Blakey. He's such a good Blakey. Wasn't he old?
We love our Blakey, boo.
Yes.
I'm sure he loves this. You're going to hear about this on TF2.
Yes, he is.
Everybody who plays with Jay and the guys and everything else needs to do that tonight on TF2.
Isn't he cool?
Every time he gets a kill, just do that. That'll be great. The game will never end.
The game will never end. Anyway, getting back to what we're doing.
Quite.
Charing, who of course is DC in disguise.
Ben, crazy the master.
Crazy Ben. With his subpar 7.
As he calls it. Somebody requested the Magnificent 7.
Perhaps you should do the question while I do the music in the background.
I already answered the questions. This is all for you.
Well, no, you asked me the question.
Okay, where, Archangel UK, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
In a time-traveling mirror.
It's the same one. All right, number 3, because the second one was to me and I already answered it. What do you like most about the Sonic series?
It exists and it pays me money.
Number 4, can you come up with a new character concept better than Silver the Hedgehog right this second?
Yes.
Okay. Who wins? I had no idea what that was. I can't even say it. That's just how weird it was. Is it Phyllates? You'd have to look at the forum to see what I'm talking about. And he's going to go look it up because nobody knows what he's talking about.
Phyllates, which is phyllately is the study of it's people who collect, like stamp collectors, basically.
And
it's asked, but who wins between stamp collectors or
lepidopterists?
Is that?
It is.
Butterfly catchers.
Butterfly.
I think the stamp collectors will give them a damn good licking.
But I'd say the butterfly catchers actually go out and have
no, the butterfly fit. Catchers, the butterfly collectors would be all in a flap.
Oh,
right.
See?
Gotcha.
That was pretty quick, actually. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Who's bad?
Moving on.
Where's it gone?
You got to sit back. There you go. Number six.
What book are you reading at the moment, and how would you recommend it?
Hey, you know which book.
I would recommend it by telling somebody. You know, I recommend this book. It's
what book
it's
is
enjoyable.
It?
I am reading to someone actually.
Yes.
In a very romantic way, I offer to read Echo a book while she does stuff.
Yes.
Which involves doing stuff.
Yes. Mostly working on this thing of awfulness.
Yeah. But I've started reading Harry Potter Order of the Phoenix.
The fifth.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter.
You the chosen one, Harry.
Which,
come over here. I got something I want to show you.
The reason for this is because I haven't read 5, 6, and 7, and parents.
Oh, Harry, I seem to have dropped something. Could you bend over there for a second?
You know, he is grown up, apparently, now.
Yeah, I've watched you grow, Harry. You've grown into a fine man.
Are you trying to do Hagrid? Because you know what that'll do for you.
Oh, but what will Hagrid do for you, young girl?
That's so wrong. Oh my god, don't ever do
look that. Look at my flowery umbrella. It's rather hypnotic, don't you think?
If you do anything like that when you're reading it to me, you're so dead. Anyway.
Allow me to show you this body binding spell.
Next one is, how many dormice do you think the average Shire horse can fit in its mouth?
12.
Alright. I forget what my answer was because I'm crazy. Alright, next. RKWK. Dr. Pepper or Pib Extra?
Did we go through this? This is a very similar one to ones we've had before.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is Jay dropping
the ball? I'm pretty certain I asked what Pib Extra was, and then you said to me that it was the same as Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, that does sound familiar. I'm having a danger.
That's, totally good question. I think we've gone through those. Coke Classic or Root Beer? Coke Classic.
Just regular Coca-Cola. Mm.
Coke Classic, well, the classic one. The one with the gold on it.
Right.
Which you can only get in the States, which I'm pissed off about because it's awesome, that one.
No, that's caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free one, yeah. Caffeine-free Coke Classic.
Had was caffeine-free Pepsi, not caffeine-free Coca-Cola.
Well, no, I had Coke.
You had Coke, yeah.
Yeah, which was the red with the gold on it. Which it's was
red.
The caffeine-free
it's red
Coke
and white. No, we got you red and white.
No, you got red and we got red with gold. I picked it up on the shelf. I know. I've spent time over here looking for it on a sale, and no one does it.
I know.
Anyway, question.
Don't ask.
If that's the veil for your wedding dress, honey, we need to go and have a word. You know those bags, guys, that you put like socks in to go in the washing machine and stuff like that? Beck, for some reason, just had the bag and put it over her face like a veil. Now, I know things that money's tight for our wedding, but it's not that tight, sweetheart, okay? We're fine. We're okay. We're all good and groovy, okay? We've got 10 minutes left of this bollocks.
I know. Okay. Well, there is a little announcement we do have to make. For some people, they need to look into their mailboxes and keep an eye out, because something is on the way.
Yeah. And you just did that. That was awesome.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just, basically, you know how you check for post in the morning? that you almost likely do? If you know me well, might be an idea to keep looking.
Yeah, that's it.
AK, do you think that King George III was a bad king, considering that... considering that some nations look back on some of their past blemishes and think of how much of a jackass they were. Well, George III, he was the one who went mad, incidentally, AK, so you know.
And all the Americans that you speak...
He's put it this way, they did a film about him called The Madness of King George. And they didn't put the king. They didn't put King George III because they thought it's legitimate. They thought Americans would wonder where the previous two films were. Now
that I believe.
Yeah. Anyway, so he went slightly crazy and started doing all these, and became known as like Farmer George and all sorts of other things. Anyway, I'm just whoops.
You're just whoops.
I'm just whoops. Whoops Minerva. Which again sounds like a bit of a line from Harry Potter, actually.
Yep. Pretty much. Well, I think.
Whoops Minerva, I've just transmogrified you into a hat stand.
Yep. After this.
Yeah, it's easy to look back and go, what a terrible person he was, and he did this, this, and this.
I'd like to say now, after this particular update, I don't think we'll be doing any more updates.
Well, we might do a specific, so it's another random square, but this is the only time we'll show two together.
Right.
Okay.
But this is probably one of the last big ones. After that, you're going to have to start figuring it out. And no, we're not going to put all of the squares up, because then you just assemble the comic and have no reason to come see it. So, yeah. It's kind of like that. We're putting it up right now on sonicrex.com, if you have not been there. It's not up
there. Give me a second. I'm trying to make it nice and pretty.
Good. Always good. Your efforts will be acknowledged. Before the end. But yeah.
Alright.
It looks weird, but that's because you're supposed to see it from a distance.
From a distance.
I despise it because it's something I created, therefore it's awful.
Alright. So if you go to Sonic Rex now, sonicrex.com, it's the top story on there. Okay. Sweet.
Yes, I know it's misshoveled and horrible and just misshapen, but there you go. Gotta work with it.
Tiva says, does Kevin roleplay as Hagrid in the bedroom?
Oh, no, dear God, thank God for that. I do like the character, I will admit that much, but if he ever does, I swear to God, that is the end of a lot of things.
Tiva also suggests that it should be Blake Draco Malfoy.
Blake Draco. That would work. I could see that. I don't know if he's a Slytherin. I'd have to ask him. Why did this turn into a Harry Potter show again?
Don't look at me, Harry.
Wait. I'd leave it at that.
Hermione, come and stroke my tentacular. Anyway. Dark Gun says, do either of you find that the other adheres to country-based stereotypes? Oh, fuck yeah.
Excuse me? Would you care to elaborate just a little on that question for me?
Well, a stereotype...
No! Not on the actual question.
That in itself was trying to adhere to a stereotype.
All right, here's my question for QAAUK, okay? Too many K's. Anyway.
Yeah, there's not even K in it.
What stereotypes of Americans do I embody? Even just one, just for...
Loud.
Anything else?
You just said just one.
No, that was the minimum. You're missing it. You want to do the bare minimum. Is that what you want to get through in life with? Come on. Bring it. Come Snip on. It. I'm going to take it on live internet radio. Come on. Dish it. Dish it right now, dude.
As we've just proved there, aggressive and confrontational.
Isn't that the same thing?
Brash, arrogant.
I'm not arrogant.
See? I'm the arrogant.
Oh my good lord.
No, it's all good.
I will take the roast, baby. I'm sure I'll get it later. Yep.
They just think you're going to do a dinner now for me, by the way. A roast is only a concept in America.
No, that's actually a term of when you take someone, usually somebody that's popular or somebody you know, and you say nothing but bad shit about them.
Yes, I know. That. Yeah, but that only occurs in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because we much prefer to actually celebrate somebody as opposed to just sit them down in a room and take the piss out of them.
No, but you take the piss out of your own country and yourselves and everything else like that, but you won't take the piss out of somebody who's significant and therefore known.
There's a difference between satire and just being abusive.
I'll agree with that. I didn't really understand it.
It's a delicate subtlety. Mm. The Americanness, you probably won't get that.
Shut up.
I did actually skip some Tanaka's questions. Did you know that Lion King and the Little Mermaid will be turning 50 and 20 years old respectively this year? Damn! I remember going to see that in the cinema, Lion King. That was the first film I saw twice in the cinema.
No, that was probably one of my first films. I think first one was Bambi and the next one was Lion King. And yes, I understand that it was a separate span of time. But...
I was going to say, you saw Bambi in the cinema?
No, not in the cinema. I never
saw Bambi. Dang, how old are you?
Dang.
Lies.
Lies.
Nothing but lies. Therefore, definitely. Yes, yeah, violence. We just have violence as well.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up.
Although to be honest, I'm slightly surprised you didn't get an unmanned drone to come in and slap me then.
Nice. I'm playing the wrap up music now. Come on.
The wrap up music.
We should have some wrap up music.
That'd
be
awesome. Da 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 da.
That's the graduation music.
Actually, it's Land of Hope and Glory.
Yeah, that's why we play it at our graduations.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just do it.
Yeah. There's loads of questions we haven't got time for.
I know, it's a shame. We'll have to tackle
them. We'll just do them all next week. They've waited 1 week for them. I don't suppose another one would be so bad.
Right.
What system is Sonic Rebirth going to be for? What the frick is Sonic Rebirth?
I have no idea.
I think she just made something up. This is Darkness Hedgehog, incidentally. Echo, do you know some women have their wedding cakes featuring their favourite game character couples? I think she just wants us to have bloody sodomy on the cake.
Alright, I'm going to put up one of our invitation cards on the forum, just for you guys to really see what's up, okay?
So, no.
What? Why not?
It
won't have any details on it. It's just, yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see. You'll see.
Yeah, you'll see, which is why I know. Anyway, that's enough of this. DC wanted music. Tough.
Why does he always come in at the end?
No, he sent me a text message earlier, which was just like, I want more music, I want this music.
Well, then that's your bad, not his bad.
Same for some Knuckles Celtics to round out our shortened show, Bellends. Our shortened show. Let's have. Oh, I don't know. A Sonic Adventure. Well, unknown from me. From Sonic Adventure. Just because, really.
Oh, because Sonic Adventure was so awesome and unquestionably the greatest game of all
time. Actually, we'll have the Moore and Tushar mix.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Sounds good.
Anyway. That'll be rounding us off. That's from the SA Remix album.
Yep.
Just checking very, very quickly if we've got no more comments in the forum. And what can I talk about Sonic Rebirth?
It's a fan game.
It's a fan game.
It's a fan generated. So, yeah.
Oh, I see.
All right, since, you know, we're pretty much on our own,
right.
Just wrap it up because that's how we roll.
Yep. Anyway, I've been Archange UK.
I've been Echo Hawk.
This has been Radio Reax, and we'll might see you next time, or we might not see you next time. Blake Draco might do a show next week. And there might be another Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den.
Dragon's Den. And for that reason alone, we're out.